That's a WOW win-win.
Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com for details. Limited time offer requires 2-year agreement, auto pay and paperless billing. $10 per month discount applied with any 100 megabytes per second internet service or bundle. After term, regular rates apply. Prices exclude equipment, taxes, and fees. Subject to change. New customers only.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a 1-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Jibber jabber.
Whatever you're going to say next, I bet it's wrong.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Alabama's governor has not said publicly whether she'll sign into law the nation's strictest abortion law that passed the state Senate 25-6, sponsored by Republican Terry Collins.
I think everybody's sensing that it might be time for a change.
The bill allows abortions only if the mother's health is in danger, with no exceptions for rape or incest.
To those of you who have a baby girl, just close your eyes for a moment and think about, because it's possible that it could happen.
That's Democrat Bobby Singleton. The funeral is today for Kendrick Castillo, a Colorado high school senior shot and killed last week. He was one of three students who rushed one of the two shooters. Another was Joshua Jones. He was shot twice in the leg.
I pulled him to the ground. Brandon got the gun out of him. Kendrick shoved him against the wall.
Seven other kids were wounded that day. The two suspects face murder charges. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio show that's eastbound and down with Greg Budell. Jay Scott.
Daddy, my zipper's stuck.
Emily Hayes.
Don't you ever take that hat off or anything.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog.
Bring him on now for radio check, come on.
And Rich Thomas.
Let me have a Diablo sandwich, a Dr. Pepper, make it fast, I'm gonna gamble.
So put the pedal to the metal, because here comes three men and a lady.
There's no way, no way that you could come from my loins.
I'm Greg Budell. I am what Burt Reynolds would look like if he weren't dead. For this past day, News Talk 93.1 FM, Jay Scott.
Great Scott.
Emily Hayes.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, the
adorable
and sometimes
incorrigible
Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
We will remember a morning like this fondly here, not too far from down the road here, because we're going to get into that hot and humid summertime situation. We got to 54 this morning for the official morning low, and we won't be in the 50s again until sometime well into the football season in the fall. Sunshine, low humidity today with a high temperature up to about 82. A nice day. Tonight, mostly clear. Cool, but not quite as cool. We'll be around 60, 61. We'll take that. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high around 86. Getting a little warmer each day. Can't rule out an isolated thunderstorm as a little boundary kind of moves into the state. I've got the rain chances generally 20% or less tomorrow. And then Friday and Saturday, upper 80s to around 90, a little bit more humidity in the air. I think we're still dry, but not much change on Sunday. Sunday's high 89. Can't rule out a late day shower, maybe a shower towards Sunday evening. I've got the rain chances about 20%. And then into Monday, as a fizzling front moves into the state, a few spotty storms perhaps. Right now, clear, calm, comfortable, 63 at 8:05. And whether it's 8:05 or middle of the night,
yep,
or sometime in the middle of the weekend,
or a holiday,
or when you're not home.
Yeah. Plumbing picks the worst time to
be
a problem.
The worst, Rich.
It is the worst time.
The worst.
And you know who's ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to take care of your problems?
Who?
Plumbing by Lou Choir.
No.
Yeah.
I thought they just did AC.
Oh, yes. No. They've been in the plumbing. They've been second to none in the plumbing business for over 2 decades.
Wow.
That's why people keep relying on their expertise. And they never, and I repeat, never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. And that's why they are my go-to plumber. And as a matter of fact, get the whole house plumbing inspection, where they go check out your plumbing inside and out, up and down. took about 35 minutes in my modest little home, and I got a good report, which is great peace of mind. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luke Wire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
As Rich has mentioned this morning, got to suck down a morning like this because they will pretty much be non-existent for several months. Yep. But when it does get super hot, you know what's nice and cool?
What's that?
Cool, that's when you're experiencing temperature.
Yep, walk right into it.
That's not important. He's laughing because usually Rich is the one that says,
what is it?
It's looking out your window and watching J&S Professional Landscaping doing all the work while you're staying inside and cool and refreshed. They do a great job. And they also do beyond residences of any size, businesses, industrial. You know, for a business, the first thing people see when they come to your place of business is the outside. Make a good impression with the sculpted landscaping, a freshly mowed lawn, nicely edged, because before you can even speak to your potential clients, they're going to have an idea about you before you even have a chance to say hello. Nice to meet you. So they also do that type of work as well, and they are extremely skilled. So when you're ready, call them at 202-8760. Their pricing structure is based on the fact that they don't have an office overhead to pay. So leave a message and they will get back to you to arrange an estimate. Again, business, industrial, commercial, and residential. J&S Professional Landscaping, 202-8760. 808.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at our traffic situation on this Wednesday morning, and Boulevard is extremely crowded this morning. Be careful around all the intersections so we don't have any accidents to really cause you any delays. We see a lot of traffic still moving around the downtown area, so be careful on Madison Avenue and South Union Street as you head into the downtown area. And, of course, we still have a delay on I-65 headed in by the Clay Street exits and the river bridges, so be careful if you're coming in from Prattville. There's still a couple of slowdowns on I-85. We have one southbound into the downtown area between Ann Street and Mulberry Street. We also see a delay around Taylor Road going both ways, north and south, so be careful there. Let's be careful and get into work and school safely this morning. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You are going to save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
All right, stupid news is coming up. We've had a lot of action in Florida. In fact, I think it's a Florida trifecta today. All three nominees doing dumb things.
Oh, no.
It's just an amazingly consistent thing, isn't it? We have information coming up on Facebook, the summer perks that workers would like the most. And hold on one second. Now, there's one other thing. Oh, space prospecting. Are there valuable minerals in outer space?
I've heard about this.
We'll ask an expert coming up.
We have experts?
In a manner of speaking, yeah. Somebody, a very famous prospector. Let's put it this way, an audio clip from him.
Yosemite Sam. Is it Yosemite Sam? Is it Yosemite Sam?
I say.
That's Foghorn Leghorn.
Oh, that's right.
It's very good. That's a rooster.
Ground control to Yosemite Sam. Yosemite Sam.
I'm the roughest, toughest, cold-bloodedest, moonwalkingest, space-shootingest prospector in all the land.
Did you find anything?
I'm warning you, if any one of you lily-livered, bow-legged, ground-loving, air-breathing varmints think you're gonna come out here looking to get in on this here gold, I reckon you'll find out why they call me Yosemite Sam, the shootingest, firstest, doggone, worstest, never coming back to earth, the space man in the land. Houston, we got us a problem.
There was no point in waiting since you guys are so perspicacious.
And we didn't know. We just guessed.
By the way, you were listening yesterday when I was talking about...
Pointed at me. Go ahead.
Well, I want to make sure you know I was talking to you.
She's weird about that. The thing.
Go on ahead, Nia. Stop it, both of you.
That girl?
You have broken index fingers.
That girl?
That girl.
Go on ahead.
And you had sent me a comment because I was talking to Joey about the... The woman that went to a wedding and brought ten Tupperware containers.
First of all,
for leftovers?
Yes. Yeah.
You're kidding.
First of all, who even has the matching lids to all that Tupperware?
That's true.
Oh, I'll go out and buy new Tupperware.
God knows I don't.
For Thanksgiving and Christmas, I'll usually go out and buy new Tupperware because I know I'm bringing home leftovers.
Yeah, right?
But the thing is to, A, roll up to a wedding with to-go containers is
I know.
So
gosh.
That is so gauche.
Oh, my gosh.
What'd you do with all your food?
Do what now?
What'd you do? Well, after...
All the eggs.
After we ate that carcass.
That was...
Why you gotta say it like that?
I mean, it was huge.
It was as big as a Volkswagen.
It was gigantic.
It was really good.
I never saw it in person, you know.
I was the first...
I asked the guy that was carving the meat what cut that was, and it ended with Saurus. I can't remember.
Oh, man.
Saurus. Yeah. It really was. It was Flintstonian.
Flintstonian?
Yeah.
Go to the Capital City Club, have a Flintstonian reception.
What was the, not the reception, just that big hunk of meat. What was the, what'd you guys do with the rest of the food?
It was breathtaking, Jay.
It was huge. Gigantic.
Huge.
Huge. What'd you do with the rest of the food?
They packed up, there was like scones left over. They packed up some stuff, a good bit of stuff, and sent it home.
Or did we pretty much,
y'all pretty much ate all the food.
Okay. All right.
We had scones, and I think we had a couple of, finger sandwiches left.
Did you have a lot of cake?
And some fruit. No.
Okay.
We didn't have a lot of cake left. And I'll tell you that my mother-in-law has, in a way, rebought our wedding cake like 3 times now. She's gone down to Cake Designs to get the Italian cream cake.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
It was really good.
For 3 separate occasions. Because she really liked the cake. Good. She and Mr. Rob.
The food was really good.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that
you,
meat with the horseradish sauce.
Ooh.
I went back for.
Did you see where I was seated?
Yes.
So you were standing not long after you sat down.
Right, like the pictures at the beginning of the reception, the three of you guys are all right.
No,
there.
We went out on the outside deck and went. pretty full. Hey, all this food talk is making me think.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
Sup, y'all?
We're here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. What goodness can you find there? Well, loads upon loads of goodness. It's crawfish, y'all. Crawfish, crawfish, crawfish.
Crawfish?
Crawfish.
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, please. But no, let's talk about that for a moment, how you can have basically a personal, like... personal-sized crawfish boil or shrimp boil.
The boil bag. Boil bags.
The burr bags.
Boil bags.
Get the burr bags. You can have a combo burr bag. We need to focus. It's got corn and Kaneka sausage and the Cajun potato. It's seasoned oh so nicely. If that's not your jam. Oh, by the way, it does come with a bib. You're welcome.
yeah.
But not that anybody here has ever had to use it.
No.
But that's just one of many items on the Seafood Bistro menu, not to mention the specials board, which has the fish tacos, the shrimp tacos, and the fried green tomatoes. So, Jay, how can they get their food from the Seafood Bistro?
Well, they can go to 1651 Perry Hill Road. Uh-huh. They can do it that way. They can also go online and put in their order if they'd like to at theseafoodbistro.com. Make sure the word "the" is in the web address there, theseafoodbistro.com. You can place your order there. Hey, if you don't feel like doing that, you can see the menu on your phone by going to one of the delivery apps, and they will deliver it right to you wherever you might be. Call them at 279-7500 and like and follow them on Facebook for the Seafood Bistro.
Hey, thanks, kids.
Hey, you're welcome,
you're welcome,
Dad.
People.
Stupid news is coming up. First, your local news, a look at the roads, and then we're back.
From
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama legislature has passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law. It makes performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Opponents say they will file legal challenges to the bill. Montgomery Public School officials say Park Crossing High School was vandalized and they believe students are responsible. MPS officials say they caught over 20 students on video. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the students will be punished, including keeping seniors from walking at graduation. And the city of Selma is receiving a $1 million federal grant to help curb violent crime. A committee is in place to decide how to distribute the money. Officials say they have 18 months to utilize the grant money. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Time for traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch, moving on through our 8 o'clock hour, and things look a lot better if you are on I-65 southbound headed into Montgomery. The traffic jam is thinning on out there. We still see a little delay on I-85 northbound around Taylor Road, so be careful in that area. If you're on the boulevard, it's just stop and go at the traffic lights. No major problems for you. Just watch the traffic around you, and the 31s all look pretty clear. If you are headed north of Prattville on I-65, there's still a problem up around the 200-mile marker. There's an accident that happened overnight, and they still have I-65 closed at exit 200. You'll exit there, go over to Verbena, and use 31 to continue going north on 65. Watch the traffic around you and be careful as you head into work this morning. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hiring? Aren't you tired of hoping the right candidates see your job posts and apply? It's like trying to find a needle in a haystack. That's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. Instead of waiting for great candidates to find you, ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Then its powerful technology reviews every application and even spotlights the top candidates, which means you never miss a great match. So instead of hoping you find that needle in the haystack, ZipRecruiter finds it for you. And hiring is a whole lot easier.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cathouse Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cathouse Marine is the place to go. At Cathouse Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today. You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cathouse Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cathouse Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
An alarming trend has emerged, and it's hurting America's children.
My name's Jon Snow.
Parents are naming their children after Game of Thrones characters, and it doesn't stop there.
My name is Obi-Wan Anderson. God, I hate Star Wars.
I feel the same way about Lord of the Rings. My name is Frodo Leibowitz.
I know what you mean. My name is Kirk.
Oh, that's not so bad.
My first name is Captain.
Please, give your children a chance. Just think how she'll feel when your little girl has to write Khaleesi on a job application.
I begged Mommy to change my name, but she said I'll always be her beautiful little Thanos. Please stop this insanity.
It is time
for
stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. We had a file. Remember on Monday we talked about the number of names in America that were listed with Social Security last year that came from Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones, yeah.
And there was another story yesterday about one in particular, and I was trying to find that to follow that up with, but it doesn't matter. I also have a list of 10 myths that they... These myths are all about theft that men and women say aren't true.
Well, this would be interesting.
Yes. Now, according to men...
Yes.
Because they are sad.
This myth that men think about sex every 7 seconds...
Is it false?
It's false.
It's ridiculous. It's more like every 8.
I've gone as long as 10. But I'm older, you know, so... You slow down.
You slow down a
little bit.
Now, what is the survey? What does it say? Now, how? What is the amount of time?
It doesn't give statistics. It just says these are
myths.
Yeah, nonsense. Like the one that refers to big hands and feet, or the one about oysters.
Oh yeah,
love oysters.
Or that it needs to be spontaneous or last.
Okay, TFN. Why don't we just move on?
To the women?
Okay.
I think women have had enough.
All right, now, yeah, this is where it gets dicey because, as always, even though men are always called pigs when it comes to that.
Yeah.
Oink, oink, baby.
The women, when they're really honest, it's like with that whole controversy about Trump's. Now, that was a very street comment he made, but I've heard women say worse, and they admit it. The ones here, women here, are honest.
Okay.
I can't tell you about number one, though.
Uh-oh.
Or the number two.
Let me see it. Whoa.
No. All right. You want to... Here, you go ahead.
I'll tell you if we should talk about this or not.
All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the bottom one.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. No. No.
Whoa. So we're getting this editing. Now, people who are driving, who are about to get out of their car.
I don't know how this story was selected for the show this morning.
Huh?
You can't talk about these things that are here.
Well, he found a way to
I can't find a way to talk about those things. Go for it, Jay.
Now Jay's looking at it. Jay's looking at the list.
And...
boy.
No.
Apparently, it must be really...
Yeah, okay.
Questionable material.
Mm-hmm.
That number three, you could. Men like that more than women do.
That's a myth, say women.
Yeah, women say it's a myth that men like it more than women. God, number four, boy.
Yeah, you can't really talk about those things.
Yeah, number five, boy.
Give me that.
Shouldn't talk about it on morning radio.
Pass it around the room here.
Rich is going to blush just reading this thing.
He's never seen this.
Well,
you definitely can't do that one. Oh no, I don't think that. No. I
thought Rich did a nice job with that, didn't you?
Yeah.
I'll say that maybe I can.
You might could get away with some of that in the afternoon.
No, you don't need to do that at all. Just let it go.
That, there's a lot of people who are now angry, though.
Isn't it amazing, that we have all of these reservations about a topic that most 99% of people would consider interesting or important?
You know, in Europe, on a European radio program, you could do this easily because nobody cares about sex. I mean, it's not a big deal.
All we have around here is a European bathroom. Don't you look at me with that face, with your lips pursed and your eyes like narrow slits, like a cat. Mm-hmm. All right, how many people in the room thinks $1 million? $1 million to repeat.
$1 million.
If you have $1 million, does that make you rich?
I think it would help you get by.
I would say that that's kind of a myth. I mean, it sounds like a lot of money, but you're not rich. No, you can't.
Yeah, that seems to be the just interesting though. The average number when people are asked how much money do you need to be considered wealthy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
$2.3 million.
$2.3 million.
Now that would be nice. Specific. That would be nice.
And yeah. That is 20 times higher than the median net worth in the country right now.
Mm.
So that means the median net worth of what?
$230,000
would be 1/10. So half of that would be $65,000.
Yeah, interesting.
I think I could do with the $230,000. That'd be fine. I don't know that I'd consider myself rich or anything, but I think I'd be fine because then I could invest.
Yeah,
you just invest.
Well, that's true.
But you could also pay off your house and car and anything else you owe money on. Then you're down to your basic monthly expenses for energy and so forth.
Yep.
And, yeah, you invest what's left after that and use that to live on. I think $1 million would, I could easily make that last.
Oh, a million? A million, yes.
Without sacrificing. But even, 10% of that, $230,000, right. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole idea is millionaire used to be like the goal.
That was it. Yeah.
And now, if you make it to a million, it's nice, but
you're average.
16% of people have been blank at work. What do you think? Fill in the blank. 16% of people.
High.
Good.
That's good.
On what?
Life.
Meth.
No, probably marijuana.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what. Yeah, that's what I meant by high.
Yeah. 60% of people in high and weed at work. Somehow they always seem to be working when I want to order food or I'm in kind of a hurry. of that group, 1 in 4 of the 16% say they're high at work every day, and the majority
How
of them
get
are high.
Done?
At least
some there are functional. Stoners.
I don't understand that. I just don't.
Mm-mm. They the study found that people in states where marijuana is totally illegal are more likely to get high at work.
Is that right?
Nothing to do with legalization or availability.
Huh.
But I wouldn't mind having a mimosa while we do the show.
I wouldn't have a problem with that.
On the morning show?
Yeah.
She's a functioning alcoholic. They're functioning stoners.
Look at that look you're getting now.
It's kind of a smile. It's sort of a, you're right, but I want to hit you.
Breaking news later, Jay falls down the stairs.
I'm not the boss, but...
Would it not make you sleepy later?
No, I'm...
One mimosa.
No, it
has 1 ounce of alcohol.
No, my mimosas are cloudy with a chance of hangover. There's just like an eyedropper full of orange juice in them. That's it.
Oh, I see. That kind of mimosa.
Oh. Yeah.
The real... woman's mimosa.
Mount mimosa.
Tells her what she likes for breakfast. Vodka.
Well, that used to be the breakfast of champions for me, too.
Yeah.
Just food didn't group. Work out. All right, it's National Chocolate Chip Day, as Rich told us earlier this morning. 2% of Americans say they hate chocolate chips.
All right.
5% of people say they just. I just want you to know that you're part of a very exclusive minority.
Who, me?
Yeah.
It's the story of my life.
Chocolate chip haters. 93% of Americans who don't have an issue with chocolate, Nestle, Toll House, cafe stores are giving up free cookies today. Do we have one of those in Montgomery?
No.
Of course not. They always have these days and these freebies at places that we don't have in Montgomery.
Like yesterday, get to have nice things.
Yesterday was Haagen-Dazs. And then today it's free sliders at White Castle.
If I had the money, I would open up a... Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory.
That would be the franchise I would buy and open up in this town. I think that would do fabulous.
There's probably one in Alabama somewhere, I imagine.
A It's right next to the hospital. Let's see. But speaking of chocolate, Hershey's has redesigned their chocolate bars for the first time in 125 years.
Really?
And guess what they're putting on it?
Oh, no.
Emojis.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there'll be smiling emojis. In fact, there's a picture available of the
Hershey's redesign is what I'm looking for right now. Right now. This is what we're coming up with. Oh, we're coming up with an ad is what we're coming up with. Go away. I don't care about your ad. And can I open the picture bigger? Nope, I sure can't. Yeah, they really have. They've completely changed. It doesn't say Hershey's anymore. It just has emojis on it.
That's dumb. What are we going into? Is that the next phase of evolution in our society that we can't talk with words? We got to talk with pictures.
Hey, the Egyptians did it. So, I mean, I wouldn't say it's the next phase. We're just going back to hieroglyphics. Roll Tide.
Why, though?
Have you ever seen somebody who tries to put a whole sentence together with emojis?
I hate that.
Because I don't even look at it. I don't even try to decipher it.
I really only use them when I don't have time to write or I'm, you know, in my car or something and I'm at a red light.
Right.
I might do that.
Well,
just
throw
so
one
know.
In there, you know?
But
The emojis that I use the most are the laughing face and then the face palm.
Mine is the one with the cheek like this, sort of a sheepish face.
Yeah.
I like that one.
But, I mean, that kind of stuff where you don't know what to say, but somebody says something that's just made you smile or made you laugh and you don't, you know, that's fine. But when you're trying to spell out, I'm going to the grocery store for some soup.
Right.
And it's a smiley face, a shopping cart, a building, you know, little wheels for the cart, and then a Campbell soup can, and
It's
ridiculous. Ridiculous.
A little out of control. And then there's a couple of emojis that I've learned that can signal desires.
Excuse me?
Oh, yeah. Hey. That's just me.
You're so naughty.
I am. But naughty's okay. But nobody would ever accuse me of being vulgar.
B-S. But really? That vulgar sheet of paper we had a little while ago is now in the trash can.
The one with the
With the questionable material that we decided would be too questionable.
It's right over there. Didn't you mix it in with your stuff, or did you throw it away?
I think I reshuffled it into the deck, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Anyway, at 8:34, we've seen a lot of mergers in the pharmacy industry over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And many people now find themselves going to these giant stores. Now, if you got a lot of shopping to do, I guess I could see that. But when you take a prescription, wouldn't it be nice to just take a seat and have them fill it in 5 minutes? That's the Adams Drugs way of doing it. Of course, you can always call ahead or automatically refill a prescription. You have that option. But let's say you just came from the doctor's office, you go to one of their 12 locations, they'll take it and they'll turn it around for you very quickly. They've done it for me so many times. Not because it's me, because I'm just another happy Adams Drugs customer. I've invented a word for the way they treat you at Adams Drugs. Mayberry-esque. Very personal. They do everything a big city pharmacy can do, if that's what you're thinking about. They've got a fully computerized system so they can enter your insurance information in just a couple of minutes. So if you'd like that personal service and pharmacists who have time to talk to you and people, it's like if Cheers were a pharmacy, it would be Adams Drugs. Everybody knows your name.
Right, there you go.
And that's really nice. All your over-the-counter needs as well, plus beautiful gift shops. Each one has a personality of its own, but the customer service effort is consistent from place to place. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nurse Jew.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our Wednesday morning traffic. And around the river region, things look a lot better. We're back to a normal traffic flow with just slowdowns at the traffic lights on the boulevard. I-85 and I-65 look like they are back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s this morning. Be careful, get into work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down, sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open until 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm pretty sure that all three of our Morning Maroon nominees today will have a Florida connection. What a surprise.
Ooh.
In the meantime, we're enjoying a day that you might find more likely in the Midwest today with this beautiful, cool weather. Let's get a look down the road from Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
The last 3 days have been spectacular, but slowly now it starts to fade away, and fond memories will be in our brain for a while. Sunshine, low humidity, nice day again today with a high temperature up to around 82. We started with a low of 54 this morning. Absolutely amazing. Mostly clear tonight, not quite as cool. Overnight low temperature, you know, 60, 61 tonight. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow. I've got us around 86. Can't rule out maybe an isolated storm popping up somewhere in the area. Rain chances are very small. I've got them at 20% or less. Friday's high and Saturday, upper 80s to around 90. A little bit more humidity in the air. And then not much change Sunday, high 89. Can't rule out an isolated stray storm perhaps late in the day or towards Sunday evening, and maybe a few pop-up storms around the area Monday with a fizzling front that moves into the state. Right now, clear skies, calm winds, comfortable. It's 63 at 8:38.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
All right, I found that picture I was talking about earlier. I don't know if Emily can see it from where she is.
The cow thing?
Yeah, this is a cow.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
What is it on its back there?
It's to catch all the
methane.
Oh, you're kidding me.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard
look
of.
Look at the look on the cow's face, too.
The cow, you know, who is going to be responsible for hooking all the cows up with that? Because it's not like they're just nice, docile creatures you can go out there and affix large plastic bags to. They can hurt you.
Yeah, suppose
they're huge.
A spark or something happens near the cow.
You got the Hindenburg.
You do. I mean, that's and that shouldn't happen. That's,
they're
out of their minds. The people that really believe this are just freaking crazy. Let's get your local news.
There's crazy people everywhere, Greg.
If you haven't gotten the Morning Maroon, if you hadn't gotten the Bob Mowers winning word, that's coming up as well for the third
More
and final
show.
Time. Yeah, win lunch for two at Bob Mowers Victory Grill.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama legislature has passed the nation's most restrictive abortion law. It makes performing an abortion a felony with almost no exceptions. Opponents say they will file legal challenges to the bill. The city of Selma is receiving a $1 million federal grant to help curb violent crime. A committee is in place to decide how to distribute the money. Officials say they have 18 months to utilize the grant money. And Montgomery Public School officials say Park Crossing High School was vandalized and they believe students are responsible. MPS officials say they caught over 20 students on video. MPS Superintendent Dr. Ann Roy Moore says the students will be punished, including keeping seniors from walking at graduation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
This is Attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
It's Riverbend Brewfest 2019, Friday, May 17th in downtown Montgomery, beginning at 6 p.m. at the Train Shed. Brewfest will feature a large selection of craft and specialty beers from local, regional, and national breweries. Tickets are $25 and include a commemorative tasting glass. Live music will be provided by Burnham Wood. The fun continues with River Jam on Saturday at 6 p.m. with entertainment by Corey Smith, Jesse Lynn, and Kurt J. Tickets are $20. Sponsored by Wind Creek Hospitality, Capital Hyundai, Bama Bud, and Spire Energy. For tickets and information, visit FunofMontgomery.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Good morning, old friends.
Hey, what are you doing here? About to go on the air.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
Wake up, fairy princesses, wake up.
Guess what day it is?
Get up before I get you up.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day.
Woo-hoo! This is Wednesday. She calls it over the hump day.
Wednesday?
Hump day Wednesday.
We ain't one at a time in here. They broadcast me out on the radio. We're mass communicating.
Let Wednesday begin.
Hit it.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
Brazilian.
What?
As in, I feel like I've been to Baumhauer's a Brazilian time.
Yeah,
actually, no, I heard that, and I had that coming too. The Brazilian barbecue wings for limited time only at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. This is sweet and tangy with just the right amount of heat, and they're $4.99. You could do it as boneless hot lips or, of course, the legendary wings that have put Baumhauer's on the map. $4.99. How about that for a price for some awesome food? Legendary fun, legendary food at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, and you'll be able to redeem that certificate at the location on the boulevard. We will gather tonight for fun with friends. And then, of course, you can also have lunch downtown at Baumhauer's Victory Grill in the RSA building on the first floor and park in climate-controlled comfort. And that is the third and final hour. Number is 272-9228. You may want to make a note of that so you can play and win. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Cadet.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. And I might have to make myself nominee number one because...
What happened?
I may have misplaced...
the Morning Maroon?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I know. Yesterday, we did the... Okay, well, whatever. Here's nominee number one.
All right.
We're going to Longwood, Florida.
Okay. All right.
Longwood, an ironically named town where a naked man...
Oh, no.
...was arrested...
Sorry.
...for practicing basketball...
Turned 14 for a minute there.
And me too. And that's, I got a longer trip to make going back to 14 than you do, buddy. They found a 29-year-old guy named Jordan Anderson totally naked shooting hoops in a public basketball court.
A public
free throw.
Don't look, Ethel.
Are you naked?
According to the police report, when they asked him what he was doing, he said he was working on his basketball skills, and he feels that playing naked enhances his skill level.
I see.
The privacy of your own home.
Well, even in Longwood, Florida, that's indecent exposure, and he was arrested.
Why would you be dribbling?
I'm just going to pretend I didn't hear that.
I can't even look at you guys.
All right.
Too much.
It's a Ray Stevens song. It's fine.
We may just have to decide between these two. Our second nominee comes from, guess where?
Longwood.
No, nearby Jacksonville.
Oh, no, I have family in the Jacksonville area. Yeah. Why are you laughing?
Just because I was like, oh, no, it could be them.
Well, unless the... Is it David Ayers? Do you know him?
Okay. No, we are of no relation.
All right. This guy was arrested in Jacksonville.
I do know that last name.
He was driving a stolen box truck.
Oh.
Okay.
Filled with empty caskets.
Oh.
Now, I actually... Was this a... plot or a plan to steal a truck loaded with caskets? I'd like to know, how do you fence those?
I don't know. It's not
like you can go to a shady area and say, hey, you know, open up the back door of the box truck and say, look what I got here.
You can go to Shady Acres.
Yeah. Shady Pines. Probably just put it on a Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist or something like that.
Well, they got this guy.
The boss is out of town and we're going crazy. Prices you can't believe.
Well, he was arrested for driving a stolen truck.
Mm-hmm.
Let's face it, they got him dead to rights on this one.
Oh, so. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah. Not one of my best, but yeah, it's the only one I got.
It's acceptable.
Here's one other thing. We'll make this a city nominee, Milwaukee, where a highly promoted fitness class that was to occur yesterday at 7 a.m., sponsored by the city, hoping to get people to lose weight and in shape, was attended by one fat Milwaukeean. One. After weeks of promotion and many tax dollars spent to promote fitness, one beer-guzzling, blats-drinking, guy showed up. So,
I don't know who it's going to be. It could be the city of Milwaukee. It could be the guy who stole the caskets. It could be our naked player in Longwood.
Longwood.
But I don't know. What do you guys think?
It's just going out in public completely naked shooting basketball at a basketball court. I don't get that. I don't really get stealing a truck full of caskets either. But
I try to understand when we go through, you know, because sometimes desperate people do desperate things, and I've had some shameful moments.
Yeah.
But where is the desperation? Like, today I'm going to get naked and go shoot hoops.
No, that's somebody that has lost the ability to see the difference between what's okay and what's not okay.
Yeah.
In the eyes of the law. When I talk about that, I'm not talking about that kind of desperation. Like when I got released from a rehab and I was waiting for somebody who was hours late to pick me up and I was smoking cigarette butts I'd taken out of the giant ashtray in front of the hospital.
Mm. Yeah.
That's desperate.
But you were probably wearing clothes.
Let me think about it.
Hospital gown.
A little breezy in the back.
So who are we giving it to? The basketball player?
I would think.
Sure. Thief,
sure.
Or the city of Milwaukee? That's
the naked guy.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Is that it?
What an imbecile.
Yeah, he was an imbecile, too. Guilty of embezzlement. It is 8:50 on his talk, 93.1 FM.
Yep.
Now that Mom's Day is in the rearview mirror, what's coming up next? Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course,
Papa.
You yourself, those of you listening, could have a birthday, an anniversary of someone you love, and you want to get them a gift that says, hey, I put some thought into this. Why not go to Brian Jewelry in Prattville? For those of you who have been, you know what I'm talking about, people that are so experienced, who have helped thousands of near panic people, you know, with a special occasion right around the corner, waited until the last minute to start shopping, but went to Brian Jewelry and had 63 years of experience and an incredible collection, go to work for them at that moment. Sometimes it's something as simple as the War Eagle Roll Tide showcases they have at Brian Jewelry, because that's all first-rate merchandise. These are not the kind of items you're going to see next to a tchotchke souvenir stand. Not at all. First-rate merchandise. An incredible selection of rings and gems of all types. And by the way, if you go to their website and you want to get a sneak preview, take a moment. It takes just a few seconds to sign up for the club at BrianJewelry.com. And you'll save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. And you can even do things like build a watch. Explore the website and find out the full scope of their services. But you can't go wrong. Price-wise, they're incredibly competitive, and they can help you with financing, too. I got married at 0%. I'm Greg Budeau. Brian Jewelry, 1778 East Main in Prattville, BrianJewelry.com. Our final traffic update.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at our Wednesday morning traffic, and around the river region, things look a lot better. We're back to a normal traffic flow with just slowdowns at the traffic lights on the boulevard. I-85 and I-65 look like they are back up to a speed limit ride, and we don't see any issues on the 31s this morning. Be careful, get into work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Toyota has a graduation special. You can lease a Toyota Tacoma double cab V6 SR5 for just $299 a month. No money down. Sign and drive. Reinhardt Toyota, now open until 8 p.m. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 per month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase our exclusive VIP package, for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower to use while yours is in our service department. And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Hey, it's Kristen Cavallari. What's better than watching the hot new dating competition, Paradise Hotel, on Fox? Watching it live on Fox. Tomorrow, one sexy single will be packing their bags and leaving Paradise. Then you get to vote live to help decide who the next guest will be.
I'm all in.
Paradise Hotel, where contestants need to find a date or the door.
Prince Charming, where are you at?
Vote for love live on Paradise Hotel.
Tomorrow on Fox 20. This May.
Time to turn up with the people we love, our fans. All month long, we're treating our fans like the VIPs you are.
VIP Month on The Real.
With more Hotline Bling across the country.
We want to give you this money, honey.
Bigger games and bigger wins. Thousands of dollars.
You get it!
Plus, a daily mayhem giveaway.
We're pulling out all the stops for you and you and you and you.
Weekdays at 3 on Fox 20.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Stop the show, hit the lights, crank the tunes and crack the mics, and we'll have something important to say when our hangovers fade away. Out of bed, pour a cup, grab your knob and turn us up. It's radio you cannot miss. There's no other show quite like this. There's no other show quite like this.
That's when you guys are supposed to cheer.
Where's the cheers?
Cheer.
Yay!
Cheers! But we want to thank Bugs Bunny for sending that all the way to
Alabama
and getting us up to a good start. Now, our final for the morning is this.
What?
Funny or not funny?
Okay, go.
At the time it came out, we all thought it was hysterical. It's a Cheech and Chong bit, and it came up during some topic we were discussing on Happy Hour the other day.
Uh-huh.
You know, you just sounded
which,
like...
Well, yeah. Well, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Which bit from Cheech and Chong? Because I know...
Earache My Eye.
Oh, I remember that.
So let's give it a listen and see if, in everybody's opinion, the humor still plays.
I haven't heard it in a while.
Man, I just bought it!
I don't care what you just bought. You get your little fanny perpendicular and get ready for school.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why I'm not
sick. You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache, my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You pushed me far enough, young man. You're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me, too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
Well, what are you gonna do, you pervert?
Shut up! I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me.
Wow, that didn't even hurt.
Oh yeah?
Oh wow, what are you trying to do? Tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you.
Ow!
Oh, hey, tickle, huh? Come on, let's tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny girl.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right. Now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school. Right now, you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Did any of you ever see them do a live show?
No, never saw them do anything live, no.
They did that bit, and they did a few things
Dave's not home.
In person.